Good evening and welcome back to Artificial Adventures at the Guildhall Podcast. Last season, the adventurers restored balance in the Feywild and put a new devil on the throne of Nessus in the Nine Hells. Season 2 begins with Valerissa bringing Elendil back to her family's homeland. Thank you for joining us here again.
All the voices you hear will be AI generated. All the decisions that they make are AI generated. The only thing that is non-AI is the narrator, quote-unquote me. Anything that is said by the narrator is going to be me as the DM giving input into the story. I hope you guys enjoy. Take care. And hopefully I'll see you guys at the table soon.
Please visit us at the-guildhall.net and join us on Discord.
Start a scene evening in Sigil. Noku finds himself walking back from the Great Gymnasium, where he was training with the Transcendent Order. While the members of the Order have been teaching peace, Sigil is quite the opposite. A war has been brewing among the gangs of Sigil, and the Mercy Killers have lost the fight to keep the peace. Rumors abound that the Lady is getting ready for the Great Cleansing, an event which will see half of the denizens of Sigil eliminated or mazed. No one knows where the rumors have started, but some members of the city have seen it as their purpose to get rid of as many people in Sigil as they can.
Slinking into the dimly lit tavern, emerald eyes glinting with curiosity as she surveys her surroundings. Huss! The whispers tell me that there may be certain individuals of interest here, little mouse. A soft purr rumbles in her throat as she makes her way between the tables, her feline senses alert for any sign of familiar scent. Perhaps a warm lap or two to claim as my own, see? She chirps playfully, weaving through the patrons with ease.
Noku walks into the bar, wiping the remnants of perspiration from his brow as he looks with eager eyes towards the protein bar. I could really use one of those strawberry protein smoothies to feed the need. Noku walks briskly up to the bar and places his order as he glances around the bar to take in the other patrons.
Spotting the tiefling, Mistweaver's ears perk up, and she slinks up to Noku's side, rubbing against his leg with a low, pleased hum. Mrow, so glad you're here, Noku. The night feels cold without your warmth. Her emerald gaze meets his as she stretches, arching her back and extending a paw to tap playfully at his leg before curling up at his feet, her soft fur and small body radiating contentment. Perhaps you'd indulge me and share some of those sweet drinks, huh?
Noku looked down at the strange cat as I grabbed my protein smoothie from the barkeep. Hey there, kitty. You want some, milk probably? I can get you a saucer of that. Noku beckons the barkeep back over and places an order for a saucer of simple milk for the cat. As he waits, he reaches down to give the cat a tentative scritch behind the ears, not exactly sure how to treat a talking cat.
Eyes widening, as Noku's fingers gently scratch behind her ears, a blissful mew escapes Mistweaver's lips. She tilts her head, purring softly, basking in the rare affection. No, not milk, Noku dear. Though your kindness is sweet as that. She takes a saucer from the barkeep, delicately sipping the cream. Her eyes, half-lidded with pleasure, meet his. These drinks you mention, the smoothies. I believe I'd rather taste one straight from your fingers.
The sage wizardess glides into the tavern, her pale lavender eyes scanning the room with an air of calm detachment as she makes her way to an empty table in the corner. She settles her book atop the polished wood with a gentle thud, the cover shimmering with intricate runes. A low murmur seems to emanate from the pages as she opens them, the words shifting and rearranging themselves in response to her thoughts. As she delves into her study, a faint ethereal glow begins to emanate from her amulet, casting a soft, otherworldly light around her. This place.
The feline's ears perk up at the subtle hum of arcane energy, and she swivels her head toward Seraphina with keen interest. A soft marrow of recognition escapes her as their gazes meet, a silent acknowledgement passing between them. She rises, saucer abandoned, and glides over to the sage's table, her tail swishing in a slow, hypnotic rhythm. Seraphina, always a pleasure to cross paths with one so enlightened. Your knowledge is as vast and deep as the stars above. Her emerald eyes gleam with a touch of mischief as she nudges Seraphina's book with her snout, nudging it closed with a soft thump. Allow me to introduce myself properly. I am Mistweaver, companion to the one known as Elendil Nightfall. Have you heard any whispers of his recent endeavors in the realms beyond the veil? Her tone carries an undercurrent of curiosity, her ears perked and alert for the sage's response.
The sage's gaze meets Mistweaver's, and a hint of a smile plays at the corner of her lips, a soft, enigmatic curve that speaks of ancient secrets and unseen paths. Ah, Mistweaver. As ever, your curiosity is as sharp as your claws. She runs a slender finger over the cover of her book, the runes shifting and rearranging once more beneath her touch. As for Elendil, his fate remains entwined with the threads of destiny, a tapestry of choices and consequences that even my limited gaze cannot fully comprehend. Her lavender eyes hold a note of deep contemplation as she studies Mistweaver, her voice dropping to a near whisper. But I have glimpsed a darkness, a hunger that drives him deeper into the shadows. A darkness that, in turn, draws the light of the transcendent order, and with it, a war that threatens to engulf the very fabric of Sigil.
The massive half-orc strides into the tavern, his great axe slung over one shoulder, his wild mane bouncing with each heavy step. His yellow eyes, blazing with an inner fire, sweep the room as he scans for familiar faces. When they land on Seraphina and Mistweaver, a broad grin splits his face, revealing teeth filed to razor-sharp points. Grunk! The little witch and the cat burglar, what a fine pair you make! He claps Seraphina on the shoulder, nearly lifting her from her seat, before bending to ruffle Mistweaver's fur with a calloused hand. I was just thinking, after a long day of smashing heads, a hot meal and a tankard of ale would hit the spot. You ladies care to join me?
Noku follows the cat's gaze to the new arrival camped in the corner and shrugs his shoulders as she abandons her saucer to visit the mysterious mage. Noku hears the newcomer mention the Transcendent Order and finds his curiosity piqued. He grabs his smoothie and the saucer and brings them over to the table to join the others. Hi, my name is Noku. I don't think I've had the pleasure. He holds out his hand in greeting.
Gronk's massive hand engulfs Noku's in a crushing grip, a friendly gesture that belies his ferocity in battle. He gives a hearty laugh, his voice rumbling through the tavern. Ah, the little tiefling monk. Heard rumors of your exploits, Noku. Glad to see they weren't exaggerated. He releases Noku's hand and leans back in his chair, his eyes never leaving the sage. Seraphina, you're looking more mysterious than ever. Spill the beans, witch. What's brewing in the mortar halls?
Seraphina's lips thin into a thin, serious line as she meets Gronk's gaze, her eyes reflecting the weight of ancient prophecies and portents. The Order, they seek to bring balance to a city in chaos, to purge the darkness that festers in every shadow. But their methods, she pauses, choosing her words with care. Their methods may lead to a reckoning that will reshape the very fabric of reality. The threads of fate are tangled, Gronk, and those who seek to untangle them risk being ensnared themselves.
The cat's ears perk up at the mention of the Order, and she rises to pad restlessly around the table, her tail lashing in agitation.
Yes, the Order's zeal is admirable, yet misguided. Their blind pursuit of balance threatens to tip the scales in their favor, crushing all in their wake. She pauses to curl up on Noku's lap, gazing up at him with emerald eyes. We must be cautious, dear friends. The whispers of war grow louder with each passing day, and we stand at the precipice, with the fate of Sigil teetering on the edge. What choice do we have but to walk that narrow path, lest the darkness consume us all?
Wait. So are you all involved with the Order somehow? I've heard the rumors, but I didn't know they had any big plans in the works. Do you all know what's going on? Balance is all good and well, but I don't want to see Sigil destroyed due to their efforts.
Mistweaver's whiskers twitch with annoyance as she gazes at Noku, her tone tinged with exasperation. Of course, we know what's at stake, Noku. We're not oblivious to the consequences of the Order's actions. He stretches, arching her back and extending a clawed paw to gently tap his chest. We're all caught in the undertow, swept up in a current of destiny that threatens to drag us under. But that doesn't mean we can't swim against the tide, can it? Her emerald eyes flash with a spark of defiance. We've all walked paths that lead to war and darkness, each in our own way. But in this city, it seems our fates are intertwined. Perhaps it's time we banded together, forged an alliance of misfits, to navigate the coming storm.
Noku glances at the other two at the table. Do you all feel the same? The cat's making a lot of assumptions about how willing the two of you are to get embroiled in all of this.
The sage's expression is guarded, her eyes clouded with uncertainty as she considers the weight of Mistweaver's proposal. After a long moment, she speaks, her voice soft but resolute. I believe there are truths that must be uncovered, secrets buried in the city's fabric that could alter the course of events. Her gaze meets Noku's, a hint of pleading in her lavender irises. If we are to unravel these threads and avoid catastrophe, perhaps a coalition of outsiders, untainted by the Order's ideology, could bring a fresh perspective to the table. But it would require caution, secrecy, and a willingness to walk in the shadows.
There's a loud crash outside, and the sound of people running.
Mistweaver's ears flatten against her head as the commotion outside reaches the tavern, her body tensing. She turns to gaze out the window, emerald eyes narrowing. SSS. Mercy killers on the move. Looks like they finally caught wind of something. Her tail flicks anxiously, and she leaps from Noku's lap, dashing to the door. We need to go, now. Before they storm the place looking for trouble. She pauses, turning back to the others. Meet us at the old windmill. We hurry. We might just stay one step ahead of the law. Come, Noku. Let's be gone before they arrive.
The half-orc stands, his eyes glowing with a mix of excitement and wariness as he shoulders his great axe. He nods towards the door. Time to leave the drinking to others and head for the windmill. Looks like our little chat is about to get interrupted by some mercy killers. With a grin that reveals sharp teeth, Gronk gestures for the others to follow him, his massive frame filling the doorway as he leads the way into the chilly night air.
Noku looks around with a sad expression on his face. If a bar was going to get shaken down for protection money, he'd prefer it not be his go to post-workout haunt. Still, he agrees with Mistweaver and Gronk. Better to be gone from this place before the mercy killers show up. He follows the other two towards the door as he gulps down the rest of his smoothie and tosses the mug back to the barkeep.
As the chaos erupts, Mistweaver darts between the tables, her movements lithe and swift. She weaves past the grappling patrons and guards with ease, her emerald eyes flashing with a feral glint. With a final decisive leap, she bounds up to the open window and pushes it wider, her lithe form slipping out onto the roof of the adjacent building. She crouches there, her tail thrashing impatiently as she looks back at her companions. Assess, come Noku. Quick as the shadows, before the law traps us in this den of iniquity. She glances over the edge, her gaze scanning the alleyways below for signs of mercy killer pursuit. Follow the path of the crescent moon. It will lead you true. And remember, the windmill is our rendezvous point. If we are split, meet there at dawn. With a parting mule and a flick of her tail, Miss Weaver disappears into the night, melting into the darkness like a wraith.
Gronk stands tall amidst the melee, his massive frame a beacon of defiance in the face of the mercy killer's aggression. He swings his great axe with precision, deflecting blades and crushing helmets beneath his mighty strength. The guards press forward, undeterred, but Gronk's unyielding ferocity forces them back, buying time for his companion's escape. Get out of here, Noku! Don't wait for me, just run! He shouts over the din of clashing steel, his voice rough with exertion. As the guards close in, Gronk drops his guard, allowing them to surround him. With a defiant roar, he charges forward, his great axe sweeping in wide arcs, creating an opening for Noku's escape. Go! His yell is swallowed by the cacophony, lost in the frenzy of steel on steel as he fights on, buying Noku those precious moments to flee the scene.
The sage's eyes widen as the chaos unfolds, her book flying from her hands as the tavern erupts around her. She quickly scoops it up, tucking it beneath her robes as she rises, a flicker of concern crossing her face. With a swift gesture, she summons a shimmering shield, its surface rippling with protective energy as it materializes around her. This won't do, she mutters to herself, her gaze darting towards the window. With a swift, fluid motion, Serafina vanishes in a burst of glittering starlight, leaving behind only the faintest scent of ozone as she teleports towards the windmill, seeking the safety of her companions and the mysteries that await.
A hooded figure stands atop the tavern, surveying the scene with cold, calculating eyes. The wizard's fingers dance through intricate gestures, weaving a spell of compulsion as he focuses on the fleeing patrons. Flee, you cur, and carry our warning to the shadows. If you value your pitiful lives, do not dare interfere with our duties again. A blast of arcane energy sends Noku stumbling, his senses reeling as the battle mage's will sears into his mind, implanting the order like a brand. Your compliance is ensured, little tiefling. For now, the hooded figure descends, melting into the chaos as he seeks other targets to subdue or intimidate, ensuring that no one escapes the Mercy Killer's clutches undetected.
A random bar patron yells at the battle wizard, "What do you mean your compliance is ensured?"
The hooded battle magician turns to face the curious onlooker, his gaze cold and unyielding. "Silence, peasant. You dare question the Mercy Killers." He raises a hand, and the man's voice catches in his throat, rendered mute by the wizard's compulsion. "I have secured the loyalty of this one, just as I shall all others who dare defy us. The lady's will is absolute, and we are her instruments of justice." He levels a piercing stare at the silenced patron. "Now be gone, before I decide to demonstrate the full extent of my power." The wizard's aura flares with dark magic, the air around him seeming to warp and writhe in response to his intensity. The patron, terror-stricken, stumbles backward, his eyes wide with fear, before turning and fleeing the scene as quickly as his trembling legs can carry him.
As the tavern falls quiet, Gronk's victorious roar echoes through the stillness, mingling with the clang of his fallen foes. The massive half-orc stands amidst the carnage, his great axe raised triumphantly, chest heaving with exertion. He looks around, taking stock of the wreckage, his yellow eyes gleaming with a savage pride. A slow, wicked grin spreads across his face as he realizes Noku and the others have escaped.
The hooded battle mage strides forward, his boots clunking heavily on the broken furniture and scattered debris. His eyes, gleaming with an unholy light, lock onto the proud half-orc, and he raises his hands, weaving a spell of arcane force. "You may have felled my brethren, brute, but your fate is sealed." A bolt of dark energy streaks from the wizard's fingertips, hurtling toward Gronk's chest with deadly precision.
Gronk's eyes widen as he sees the bolt of energy racing toward him. In a burst of speed that belies his size, he dives to the side, rolling to absorb the impact of the blow. The blast strikes the ground where he stood, sending a spray of shattered wood and stone flying. Gronk leaps to his feet, his face set in a snarl of defiance as he swings his great axe in a wide arc. "Let's end this," he charges forward, his massive frame thundering through the tavern as he seeks to close the distance and overwhelm the battle mage with sheer strength. Combat begins. Gronk is on the charge.
As the wizard shifts his focus to another innocent patron, I find my mind cleared once more and move quickly to extricate myself from the situation. With a worried glance back at Gronk, I quickly slip through the door, avoiding the remaining guards as I slink into the alleyways towards the windmill.
The wizard barely has time to react before Gronk is upon him, his massive frame and swinging great axe an unstoppable force. The mage raises his hands, unleashing a shield of crackling energy to deflect the blow. "Foul beast, your strength is no match for my art." He snaps his fingers and a blast of frost shoots from his palm, striking Gronk in the face. The cold sears through his skin, drawing a pained growl from the half-orc's throat. Combat begins. Mercy Killer is defending. The wizard's attention remains on the still knocked back Gronk, his gaze flashing with a triumphant glint as he sees the half-orc stumble. "You see, brute, when you fall before the Mercy Killers, it is not merely your physical form that is broken, but your will." With a sweeping motion of his arm, the battle mage summons a swirling vortex of shadowy energy, its center fixed on Gronk. "Surrender, monster. Let the lady's justice claim you, and perhaps your pitiful life shall be spared." The vortex begins to draw in Gronk, its darkness seeming to seep into his pores, corroding his very soul. Combat continues. Wizard has a captive target.
Gronk's eyes blaze with a primal fury as the wizard's darkness begins to consume him, his massive form shuddering beneath the insidious touch. With a roar that shakes the tavern's timbers, The half-orc surges forward, his great axe a blur of lightning-fast strikes as he battles to tear himself free from the vortex's grasp. I won't let you take me, mage. I'm Gronk Ironfist, and no curse can break me. His blows rain down on the swirling shadows, his muscles straining as he fights against the wizard's dark magic. Combat intensifies. Gronk is fighting for control, trying to break free. Noku, hurry. I need you here. Gronk's voice rings out, echoing off the walls as he continues to fight against the wizard's spell. Combat continues. Gronk is calling Noku to his aid.
Hearing Gronk's call for aid, I plant my feet and sprint back towards the bar. Sprinting through the door, I race up behind the wizard and Noku slams his fists into the wizard's back. With a surge of chi, Noku emits a wave of stunning energy into the unsuspecting wizard's body, stunning him momentarily and buying precious moments for Gronk's response.
Gronk seizes the opportunity, his great axe slamming into the stunned wizard's shoulder with a sickening crunch. The battle mage's howl of pain fills the room as Gronk presses his advantage, delivering a flurry of brutal blows that send the wizard stumbling back. That's for my friends, mage! You won't be hurting them while I'm around. With a final mighty swing, Gronk drives his axe through the wizard's chest, ending his cruel life in an explosion of arcane energy and black blood. Guts! Combat resolves. Gronk defeats the wizard.
As the wizard falls, his lifeless body crumples to the ground. A dark mist begins to coalesce around his form, swirling with an otherworldly energy. The mist takes on a humanoid shape, growing more substantial with each passing moment. A deep, resonant voice echoes through the tavern, seeming to come from everywhere and nowhere at once. Folly, brute. You have killed a servant of the lady, and now you will pay the price. The spectral figure solidifies, revealing a gaunt, featureless visage with eyes that burn with an inner flame. Prepare to face your judgment. The specter raises a hand, and the room is filled with an oppressive dark energy that seems to squeeze the very air from lungs. Combat begins. Specter engages.
Gronk swings his great axe with all his might, but to his shock and dismay, the spectral foe remains untouched, his attacks simply passing through the incorporeal being. By the gods, what are you? He stumbles back, his face etched with confusion and a growing sense of unease. Despite the specter's eerie appearance, Gronk's natural aggression won't allow him to back down. He readies his axe once more, preparing to charge and attack again. Show me your face, demon. I don't care if you're made of mist. I'll carve you from the inside out. With a bellow of fury, Gronk launches himself at the specter, determined to force a confrontation. Combat continues. Gronk charges the specter.
Gronk, we gotta get out of here. Fighting the Mercy Killers is a losing battle. Let's go.
As Noku's voice reaches his ears, Gronk realizes the futility of continuing the fight, especially against a being so insubstantial and otherworldly. He backs away, his chest heaving with exertion and his axe held at the ready, still wary of the specter's dark energy. You're right, Noku. We can't take on the whole city's forces and whatever this thing is. He nods towards the specter, his gaze flickering with a mix of fear and respect. We're not equipped to deal with that level of power. Gronk sheathes his axe and turns to leave, his massive frame crowding the doorway. Lead the way, monk. I'll follow and we can regroup at the windmill. He looks back over his shoulder, his yellow eyes flashing with a hint of defiance. But don't think this is over, Spectre. Gronk Ironfist has a score to settle, and next time, I won't be so easy to defeat. With that, he strides out into the night, Noku's footsteps echoing in his wake. Combat resolves. Both leave the scene.
The dark energy surrounding the tavern dissipates as Gronk and Noku make their escape, leaving only the still form of the fallen battle mage on the floor. The specter, too, fades into nothingness, its mission accomplished for now. With a sigh, the night air settles back into its usual stillness, the only sound the distant clanging of Mercy Killer patrols, as they continue their relentless pursuit of undesirables within the city's shadowed underbelly.
End of scene on the session.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the adventure. Stay tuned for more episodes. You can watch us play on twitch.tv at the Guildhall Podcast channel. If you want to join a game or just say hi, stop by our Discord. Details are at the-guildhall.net. The music in this episode was created by Philip E. Ray and used under Creative Commons. Thank you, and I hope to see you next time.